everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think 22 here in Chicago, Illinois. And look who's in the studio lounge. Oh my gosh. Mr. John Lanza from The Money Mammals. How are you, sir?
I am great. Glad to be here, Mike.
Good. I'm glad you're here, too, because we were just talking before the recording that, you know, we're normally doing this virtual. Yeah. So now we get to meet each other in person. Stoked about that.
It's very exciting to be here in person.
So tell me about the conference. I mean, what brings you here, and then how's it going so far?
Well, I'm here to present, and I did my presentation with Sherry Storm. We wrote a white paper called talking about capturing young members, you know, young Gen Zers early, and helping credit unions do that. And so we wrote this white paper. It's got 10 points in it, things that credit unions can do. And so we're giving this talk to folks at the conference.
Okay.
And I'm just excited to be here and talking to all the credit union folks and be here in person, like you said.
Yay. All right. Well, we're glad to have you here. And we're talking today about capturing the hearts and minds and wallets of young members out there, which I think is a huge deal for credit unions these days, because credit unions are traditionally, they're trying to get younger. Because what's the average age these days? What, 47, 48, something like that? Yeah. So you got to get...
And I think it's been 47 for...
At least 20 years.
At least 20 years. It hasn't changed.
That's what I've heard too, So what's unique about kids these days that makes them more open about talking about money?
Yeah.
So I find this very fascinating.
It's a great question. And I actually think it's more the situation that's unique than the actual kids. Because today, they're being bombarded in a different way than, say, like I was bombarded, right, as a kid.
Yeah.
And so the situation being that now they have social media out there, right? So, I mean, when I was a kid, there were plenty of advertisements out there kind of, you know, getting me to want, trying to get me to spend money, but I could always turn the TV off,
right?
And in this kind of world today, it's very distractible. It's very hard for these kids to turn any of that off because that's so much of their kind of social life. And so as parents, we have to recognize that our kids are in a different time. So I kind of call it this age of self-sufficiency, because these kids need to learn to turn that off. They also need to learn early how to be kind of in control of money, because you know, they're not gonna be able to rely on things like a job that's gonna last 40 years and then get some kind of pension, right? They have to, as early as possible, understand that they are gonna be responsible for their own financial lives. And the earlier you can do that, the better. But it's the situation as parents where we have to start this process much earlier with them, get them comfortable with money, you know? And so, and where credit unions fit in on this is helping the parents do that.
Right. I find this topic fascinating because I got two 11-year-old twin girls.
Yep.
And they're already into money.
Yeah.
And because of the games that they're playing.
Sure.
Like Roblox. They're all over that, and they get Roblox bucks.
Yeah.
And so they already know about kind of earning it and then using it to get stuff and really leveraging it.
Yeah.
And even one of the most basic games out there, Monopoly.
Right.
One of the she kicks my butt every time.
Right.
She's really good at it. So I'm like, okay, that's the one. It's going to be.
Well, this is
they're really both really good at it. So.
This is where credit unions really come in, because with the fifth principle and that kind of focus on providing member financial education, you can prepare parents, because like 100% of parents answer yes to the question, do you want to raise money smart kids? And so you're talking about your 11-year-old twins, but that even can start even earlier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as soon as your kids are ready to have the conversation, you want to, as a parent, have that conversation. Mm-hmm. So institutionally, if you can be the one providing this information to the parents, that can be really powerful, because you're associating your brand with something that's very important to them, making them aware, oh, I really need to start this conversation from a young age. I just need to be prepared. And here's the other thing. It gets as they get older, if you haven't started the conversation, it gets more complex. Whereas if you've started it earlier, you can start in the real basics, you know, things like needs and wants and setting and saving for goals.
And
the nice part about that is then you can kind of grow, and you, as a parent, you can feel more empowered. And so again, it's connecting with, it's best way to think about this is a generational membership, like thinking about how do we help the parents to help the young kids who become tweens and teens, who eventually become parents, and kind of create this
cycle.
Virtuous cycle. Yeah.
We hope. I'm really proud of my girls because they're actually kind of super savers as well. They don't spend the real money, that is. So
sure.
Yeah, so it's really kind of neat to see how they're dealing with it. And obviously my wife and I, we kind of back it up and we teach them all the basics and all that type of stuff. So it's really cool. So talk about the value of early affinity here. So yeah. This topic really it hits close to home to me, obviously. So
yes.
So I'm really interested.
Well, the early affinity, I mean, on a very basic level, you want to have a relationship with these kids before, you know, they turn the age that you're going to want them to be taking out auto loans and home loans, right?
Yeah.
So you really want to start early. But getting back to what we were talking about, the other reason is that as an institution that has their best interests at heart, you know, we know in the credit union movement that we need to be helping these kids from a young age. So this is about it's really about associating your brand with this idea that, you know, you can help the parents help the kids grow into these really money smart adults and help them develop money behaviors. And that's why I like to talk about money smarts versus financial literacy, because financial literacy ends up sounding so clinical, and money smarts ends up sounding more, because really what we're talking about here
approachable.
And behavior.
Yeah.
You know, like you're talking about your daughters and you're thinking about the same, like we want them to be thinking about saving first. We want to think about if there's one thing you want to be able to do, it's live beneath your means, right?
Completely.
And if we can, as institutions, actually help kids do that, and help parents help kids do that, we can create this association with, you know, our credit union brand and families that is so strong. Just think about that kind of the loyalty that you can engender with that kind of approach.
And it's that simple too, you know, just living below your means. So many of us get caught up in keeping up with the Joneses and all that type of stuff that can really get out of control. So all right, let's talk about this other question here. What's something credit unions should know about Gen Z that they may not already know?
Yeah.
So we think we've covered it all, but there's not. So tell us something.
I think so. Sherry and I we did a number of teen panels over the past few years, virtual teen panels, and we learned a ton from the teens. But one of the kind of consistent elements were that the teens did not know what credit unions were, right? Unless the parents had opened up an account. And that's probably not a surprise. What's really important is that we have to understand that we are starting from ground zero with those kids. So they're not making, these kids, the Gen Zers are not making the connection that credit unions are trusted institutions. We have to actually show them that we're trusted institutions, right? And so that is a really important thing to do. And there are a number of ways to do it. Like, for example, one of the other learnings from these teen panels is we always talk about digital, right? That's for these young kids. But again, one of the big learnings from these panels, and we write about it in the white paper, is that they want a real person at some point in the process.
Yeah.
So whether that's you know, in the opening of an account or in the customer service side, that real person, and that interaction is going to define your brand for them.
That's the connection.
In their eyes. That is the connection.
Completely.
Right? And it's got to be really good. And it's also got to be like relatable.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be on their level. You have to be wary about being patronizing. Like, you know, these are kids who want to be empowered, because another big learning is these kids want financial education. They want to be educated, because a lot of them in this Gen Z generation went through the Great Recession. All of them just went through the pandemic.
Yeah.
So they're seeing that economic instability.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunities for credit unions to really connect with these kids.
Yeah. And that's how I found out about credit unions, was through my dad.
You know,
my first auto loan in high school, he said, well, go to the credit union. Well, come on, I'll co-sign with you. All right, cool. That's how I was introduced to them.
So and mine was my granddad.
Right on.
Flew for American Airlines. Joined American Airlines Credit Union.
All right, good stuff. See, parents are
It's all generational.
Exactly, exactly. All right, last question here. So what are some simple things Creighton's can do to reach younger members? Because they're trying everything these days. So what can they do?
So in the white paper, we have kind of 10 things. So I'll start with the simplest.
Okay.
And it's because it's right there at your credit union, which is engaging your young employees and run your own focus groups, right? Because they want to be a part of creating new products almost always. Mm-hmm. We found it's incredibly rewarding to talk to these kids. And when you talk to them, you're going to get the information to produce products that are going to be relevant to them. Mm-hmm. So that's, and they're right there. I mean, it's the easiest thing to do. In fact, one of the shops who work with SECNY in upstate New York did just this, and they adjusted their debit card program, simple adjustment from age 15 to age 13, and they did that by talking to parents and kids. So they made it available to kids 13 and older. Before, it was only 15 and older. And so that was super simple. They just went out into their community and they talked to their employees, they talked to parent employees, they talked to other folks in the community. That's one easy way.
Right.
And then, you know, as you kind of move up in terms of taking a little more effort, another learning from the panels, not surprisingly, kids, especially these older teens and the young adults, are concerned about paying for college.
Yeah.
So offering a scholarship is a great way.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's exactly. So you do that, and now you're connecting with the parents who are concerned about paying for college and with the kids. And it's also a way of generating word of mouth. And then I would say the third thing that will take a little more work is having, we call it a kids club in the white paper, but I think I urge people to think more about it as like a family money smart club, because you want to empower the parents to be the guides for the young kids, and then you want something that's for young kids that gets them engaged, and then grows with them as they become tweens and teens, and they learn appropriate lessons along the way, so that then they become these kind of money smart young adults.
Yeah, and it goes on from that. It's developing those good habits, those good behaviors that last them a lifetime. So,
yes.
Yeah, good stuff. Alrighty, sir. Well, anything else to add here? I mean, this is something we could talk about for at least another hour. So, because I'm internally fascinated by this for personal reasons, obviously, but for selfish reasons.
I would say the best thing to do would be we can maybe give you a link to the white paper itself, because then you can get all the points and find those that are most relevant to your credit union.
Right on. Good stuff. All right, John. Well, I'm gonna let you get back at it. Thanks again. Great. Appreciate the time as always. Really good work. Always, you guys do such fabulous work. All right, and again, glad to have you here in the studio lounge here in Chicago, Illinois. Well done.
Thank you, Mike.
John Lawns, everybody. The Money Man. Well done, sir.
Bye.